Welcome to Exam Ready English, your go-to podcast for GCSE and A-level literature revision. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into the OCR Conflict Anthology. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final pre-exam run-through, this episode is packed with everything you need to know: the key themes, the best analytical techniques, exam tips, and a quick-fire quiz at the end. So grab your pen, your highlighter, and let's get into it. The OCR Conflict Anthology is one of the most rewarding collections you'll study at GCSE. Why? Because it doesn't just ask you to read about war. It asks you to think about conflict in all its forms: political power, personal loss, social injustice, and the psychological scars that outlast any battlefield. The anthology brings together poems from across history and cultures, and your job as a candidate is to show examiners that you can analyze how poets use language, structure, and form to convey meaning. That's what earns you marks. Let's start with the big picture. The anthology covers several overlapping themes, and you need to know them inside out. The first and most central theme is the brutality and futility of war. Poets across the anthology challenge the idea that war is glorious or heroic. Instead, they expose its human cost: the bodies, the grief, the waste. When you're writing about this theme, think about how poets use visceral physical imagery to make the reader confront the reality of violence. Think about words that shock, that disgust, that refuse to let you look away. The second major theme is power and control. This isn't just about military power. It's about who has the authority to send others to die, who controls the narrative of conflict, and who is silenced. Some poems in the anthology give voice to the ordinary soldier, the civilian, the victim, those who have no power. Others present figures of authority whose language reveals arrogance or detachment. When you're comparing poems on this theme, think about speaker perspective. Who is speaking, and what does their position tell us about power? The third theme is identity and dehumanization. One of the most disturbing aspects of conflict is how it strips people of their individuality. Soldiers become numbers. Enemies become targets. Civilians become collateral damage. Poets in the anthology resist this dehumanization by restoring individual voices and specific human details. When you spot a poet using a person's name or describing a face or giving a victim a history, that's a deliberate, meaningful choice. Examiners will credit you for recognizing and analyzing it. The fourth theme is memory and trauma. Conflict doesn't end when the fighting stops. The anthology includes poems that explore how war haunts survivors, how memory distorts and preserves, and how trauma reshapes identity. Look for poems that use fragmented structure, repetition, or shifts in tense. These formal choices often mirror the fractured nature of traumatic memory. Now let's talk about the poetic techniques you absolutely must be able to identify and analyze. And I want to be clear, identifying a technique is not enough. You must always explain its effect. Examiners call this the difference between feature spotting and genuine analysis. Enjambment is one of the most important structural techniques in the anthology. When a line runs on without a pause into the next, it can create a sense of breathlessness, urgency, or chaos. In poems about war, enjambment can mimic the relentless momentum of violence. There's no pause, no rest, no time to process. When you write about enjambment, don't just say the poet uses enjambment. Say, the use of enjambment across these lines creates a sense of unstoppable momentum, reflecting the relentless nature of conflict and denying the reader any moment of comfort or resolution. Caesura is the opposite. A deliberate pause, midline, often created by punctuation. A full stop or dash in the middle of a line creates a sudden halt, a moment of shock or grief. It can represent the abrupt end of a life, the silence after an explosion, or the weight of an unspeakable truth. When you see a caesura, ask yourself, what is the poet forcing us to stop and feel at this moment? Juxtaposition, placing contrasting ideas or images side by side, is used throughout the anthology to highlight the contradictions of conflict: beauty and destruction, youth and death, heroism and futility. When a poet places these opposites together, they're asking you to hold both in your mind at once. And that tension is deeply uncomfortable. That discomfort is the point. The volta is the turning point in a poem. the moment when the tone, argument, or perspective shifts. In conflict poetry, the volta often marks the moment when illusion gives way to reality, when hope collapses into despair, or when the speaker's attitude changes. Identifying the volta and explaining its effect is a high-level analytical skill that will push your response into the top levels. Free verse, poetry without a fixed rhyme scheme or meter, is used by many poets in the anthology to reflect the disorder and unpredictability of conflict. When a poem abandons formal structure, ask yourself, is this a deliberate choice to mirror chaos? Or is the lack of structure itself a form of protest against the imposed order of military authority? Now let's talk about exam technique. This is where many candidates lose marks they've already earned through their knowledge. The most common mistake is confusing description with analysis. If you write the poet describes a soldier dying, that's description. If you write the poet's use of the present tense as the soldier dies creates an immediacy that implicates the reader, forcing them to witness rather than simply read about the violence, that's analysis. The difference is explaining the effect of a specific choice. The second most common mistake is treating context as a separate paragraph. Examiners want to see context woven into your analysis, not bolted on at the end. So instead of writing a paragraph about World War I and then a separate paragraph about the poem, integrate them. Writing in the aftermath of the psalm, the poet would have been acutely aware of the gap between official propaganda and the reality experienced by soldiers. And this tension is reflected in the poem's imagery. For comparative questions, which are central to the anthology assessment, you must compare throughout. Not write about one poem and then the other. Use comparative connectives. Similarly, in contrast, whereas, both poets, unlike, examiners are looking for an integrated argument, not two separate essays stapled together. On mark allocation, most anthology questions are worth around 30 to 36 marks, often with additional marks for spelling, punctuation, and grammar. For a 30-mark question, spend approximately 5 minutes planning, then write for around 40 minutes. Your plan should identify your main argument, two or three key points of comparison, and the specific quotations you'll use for each. For AO1, your reading and interpretation, examiners want to see a clear, personal argument. Don't just describe what the poem is about, make a claim. Both poets present conflict as a force that destroys not just bodies but identities, is an argument. Both poems are about war is not. For AO2, writer's methods, you need to analyze language, structure, and form. Use subject terminology accurately, but only when you can explain its effect. A misused technical term is worse than no term at all. For AO3, context, you need to show how historical, social, or literary context informs your reading. This doesn't mean reciting dates and facts. It means showing how context shapes meaning. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is enjambment, and what effect can it create in conflict poetry? Think about it. Enjambment is when a line runs on without pause into the next. In conflict poetry, it can create urgency, chaos, or relentlessness, mirroring the unstoppable nature of violence. Question 2. What is the difference between description and analysis? Think about it. Description tells you what happens. Analysis explains how a specific technique creates a specific effect on the reader. Question 3. Name 3 themes found across the conflict anthology. Think about it. Possible answers include the futility of war, power and control, dehumanization, memory and trauma, identity and perspective, loss and grief. Question 4. What does AO2 assess in English literature? Think about it. AO2 assesses the candidate's ability to analyze the writer's use of language, form, and structure, and to use relevant subject terminology. Question 5. What is a volta and why is it significant? Think about it. A volta is a turning point in a poem where the tone or argument shifts. It's significant because it often marks the emotional or thematic climax of the poem. Let's wrap up. The OCR Conflict Anthology rewards students who are willing to think carefully, argue confidently, and analyze precisely. The poems in this collection are not just historical documents, they are urgent, human, and deeply relevant. When you write about them, Bring that sense of urgency into your analysis. Show the examiner that you understand not just what the poet says, but why they say it, how they say it, and what effect it has on you as a reader. Remember, plan before you write, compare throughout, integrate your context, and always explain the effect of every technique you identify. You've got this. Good luck in your exam, and keep revising. This has been Exam Ready English. See you next time.